worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Eliyahu. Touch someone here today. Let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Give him a shout of victory. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Proverbs 22 and in verse 29.
And not you want the future holds, for you hold that future in your hands.
Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean or ordinary men. Diligent in his business. We are looking at the profitability of excellence. Part 3. The profitability of excellence. On Wednesday, we looked at the adventure of excellence, where we saw that excellence is an adventure. Excellence is not a destination. It's a journey, not a station of life. It's a journey. And for as long as life continues, the journey of excellence continues. On that journey, we saw 7 factors that must be in place. First of all, there must be the decision to excel. Decision. For excellence, number 2, there must be association with the excellent. We must associate with people who are excellent in order to excel. Number 3, there must be attention to details. Attention to details. Number 4, there must be intolerance of mediocrity. That is, you must refuse to tolerate any trace of mediocrity, intolerance of mediocrity. Number 5, continuity of improvement. You must continue to improve yourself if you want to be successful in the journey of excellence. Continuity of improvement. Number 6, value for knowledge. You must value knowledge. You must be a student. A student, literally a student for life. value for knowledge. Number seven, there must be diligence of labor. Diligence of labor. Diligence of labor. That is, you refuse to be tired. You are at it until you succeed. You are at it until you excel. You are at it until you rise to the top. Somebody who will do that, say a loud amen. Having said that, let us remind ourselves what excellence is all about. Excellence is about doing what your hand finds to do with all your might. All your might. Doing whatever your hand finds to do with all your might. It is giving every task all you have got. Everything. You give the task at hand all you have got. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. He said, whatsoever thy hand finds to do, do it with your might. Excellence has to do with holding nothing back that is profitable. Holding nothing back that can enhance value. Holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. If you function like that, does it pay? Yes. What is the profit of excellence? First, in the first service we saw, and we may not go into that, that excellence brings opportunity. If you live life well, you will be brought into contact with people that you never expected to meet. If you are the best in life at what you do, you will be brought into contact with people you never expected to meet. Number two, excellence brings authority. If you are the best, you rise to the top. If you are the best, you effortlessly rise to the top. There is no devil and there is no power that can prevent you from rising to the top if you are the best. Thirdly, which is our consideration for this service, excellence brings prosperity. Excellence brings prosperity. Are we talking of prosperity for the sake of materialism? No, you will see shortly. Excellence brings prosperity. Excellence brings abundance. Quality attracts quantity. Attracts quantity. And I am going to give us three examples or four. Number one, excellence gave Joseph the control of the wealth of Egypt. The whole wealth of Egypt. The whole of the wealth of Egypt. Joseph did not just control personal wealth. He controlled the wealth of a nation. We've read that over and over. I read that many times today. Genesis 41, 39 to 44. Say, the whole land of Egypt is before you. I give you the whole land to command. You shall be over my house. I have set thee over all of the land of Egypt. The commonwealth of Egypt is in your control. Why? Because he did better than anybody who was in front of him. Example number two. Excellence brought Daniel into unbelievable wealth and abundance. Wealth and abundance. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 48. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. When Daniel gave his best to what he did in life, excellence took him up and placed him over the whole land of Babylon. Daniel chapter 5 verse 29, we see further accounts of what excellence then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Prosperity. Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 28. Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. He prospered on the grounds that he was better in his field than anybody else. He was better in his realm than anybody else. That betterment of performance, that superiority of performance, positioned him to be in the realm better, wealthier than every of his contemporary. Excellence. Example number three, excellence brought King David, into unbelievable wealth and abundance. Unbelievable wealth and abundance. Unbelievable wealth and abundance. First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 2, all the way to verse 3. He said, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold, for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glittering stones and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. This was David. David, who played the instrument more than anybody else in the land of Israel. David, who brought down a Goliath that nobody else could bring down. That David wangled his way into the realm of unbelievable wealth. I want to speak to someone here and prophesy to somebody here today. In the name that is above every name, God will usher you into that realm of excellence that will bring you an unusual realm of abundance. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen. Fourth example, Solomon. Excellence brought Solomon into the realm of unquantifiable wealth and abundance. The realm of unquantifiable wealth and abundance. That was the realm that excellence took Solomon to. Why did we say so? In 1 Kings chapter 10, in verse 6, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the queen of Sheba, she saw things, excellent things. The house that Solomon built, the dressing of his servants, how they sat, the quality of things, and there was no more spirit in her. She saw the display of quality around Solomon. And that display of quality, the news went round the whole world. And all the earth sought to Solomon in verse 23 and in verse 24. Solomon exceeded the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. all there. And as they came, they're not done. They came. They brought vessels, presents, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, garments, armor, spices, horses, mules, a rate year by year. There is someone seated here today. God is going to take you to a point where what people look for shall begin to look for you. God is going to use the work of your hands, to use the excellence of your hands, to ensure that what people look for shall begin to look for you. If you are saying amen, you say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, you shout it like a believer. Somebody say louder, amen. As it is in the Bible, so it is in our days. A few years ago, a young man who was in the university below us at that time, like two or three sets, another university where medical students together, he told me the story of how the best paid civil servant in America, this will be like the year of 2016, highest paid civil servant in America was a Nigerian, a consultant brain surgeon, $1 million per annum. That is basic, among other things. By virtue of excelling in his field, even though he was in public or civil service, he attracted resources. That $1 million today is almost 600 million naira per annum. That was what he was paid as salary by virtue of standing out in his field. Some time ago, we passed through the UK and I was looking at, I don't know what that, Times or something. And a man was telling the story, an artist. They told him, how do you feel receiving so much money for a painting? He said, I am surprised that I'm being paid so much for enjoying my life. How much did they pay him for one painting? 11 million pounds. I think if they give that to your village, the village is settled. That is, by the time you share it, you multiply it by our naira and then share it to the villagers, everybody will be a millionaire. That was what was given to a man who stood out in the field, in his field of painting. Today we have athletes, we have sports people, music people who excel in their field. One of them is called Tyler Perry, born again child of God. In America, in movie industry, millions of dollars, acres and hectares of land, faithful member of church. His pastor, Bishop Paul Morton, is a very close friend of ours who has been here and ministered here over and over again. But God is committed to giving abundance to his people on the ground of quality. But before I round off on that note, what is the benefit of the prosperity that will come from excellence? Are we dealing with materialism? Is it a matter of want to get a car and then get a house, then get a job and then let everybody know I'm richer than them? No. When God assists you by excellence to go into prosperity, what is that prosperity designed for? Number one, prosperity is designed for the spread of the gospel. The spread of the gospel. The spread of the gospel is to be used for the spread of the gospel. He said in Zechariah chapter 1 and in verse 17, Zechariah chapter 1 and in verse 17, say, cry yet, saying, thy cities, thus saith the Lord of hosts,
my city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. My city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. My city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. He's saying, I use money to check the devil out. I give you unction plus provision to give Satan frustration. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I give you the unction and I give you the provision so that the devil can receive the frustration.
We came from America yesterday night. We left on Wednesday, arrived on Thursday. Preached on Thursday night, preached on Friday morning. And then it was time to leave and head back home to be here today. I had pastors who came to me and they said, they are from South America, Dominican Republic, is ready to receive your ministry. Venezuela, Mexico, Honduras, Panama, Paraguay. He said, they are ready. And Colombia, they are ready. And I looked at myself. How many places can you divide yourself and go? And then America itself is ready. Over ready. The hunger, the dryness in the land. We are eyeing a venue that can sit 100,000 people. Yes. In our conferences, when we do conference here as at Area 1, when they count the views of those connected online live, 2.8 million views from America alone. Yes. That venue is $100,000 to pay for it. That's like 50-something million. That's cheap, isn't it? Am I communicating at all? I remember the time when I came from the UK one Sunday night. I flew in on Sunday night. That is early hours of Sunday morning. Arrived by 5 a.m. by British Airways. Went, changed, came to church and preached 5 services in Area 1. And then flew out on the same Sunday night down to Venezuela and South America to continue services there. The time comes when all that is not feasible by normal operations. My city's true prosperity shall yet spread abroad. If you want to be relevant in end time gospel, you must have financial power. You don't just sit down in the church and just be receiving and saying amen. You must have financial muscle. That is only you can pay for a whole crusade. Only you pay for a whole sanctuary construction. Only you pay for a whole community outreach. My city's true prosperity. That is why the money is needed. Terrorism is sponsored by massive resources. How much is 1 AK-47 to buy? It's in millions. It's in millions. You don't buy it with 100,000 naira. What about GPMG? General Purpose Machine Gun with their rolls of ammunition on their shoulder. And they have it all the time. They are more armed than the military. They have food to eat and water to drink. Well established medical setting. That is those who have debt, have money to kill. And those who have life to offer are struggling for money. Abomination. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Those who, the only thing they have to offer is debt.
The terrorism has massive millions to offer. Homosexual agenda. And all those rainbow community, they have billions to offer to sponsor their agenda. And all the very wicked, wicked agenda on the earth. And yet the people of the gospel, the people of life, the people of light are shying away from resources. When you talk about money in church, some church people shy away, plus agents of darkness. Well, if there is any church who is collecting money only to use to be comfortable, I'm not talking to you. I am talking to everyone who is a visionary, who is pained and angry with what the devil is doing on the earth. Billboard advert. There are billboards here that are 33 million naira for 1 month. That is to fix your advert. Most churches cannot do that. It's alcohol that is advertised there. Did you hear what I said? Alcohol, dry gin, and other things, tobacco. They have the money to pay to place the advert there. Those who are lying boldly. Those who have the truth are very timid. It's an abomination. I announce today, now, massive wealth is coming to the church. Financial power is coming to the house. The Lord showed his sins. And somebody here is a partaker. If you have that vision and you are saying, Lord, try me, put the resources in my hand and I will chase the devils out of my village. Put the resources in my hands and we will take the end time gospel to the ends of the earth. You are the one God is speaking to and the resources is coming into your hands. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. If you are receiving it now, shout the loud most amen. Take your seat. It's needed for the spread of the gospel. Number two, prosperity is designed for generationally impactful good works. Generationally impactful good works. Generationally impactful. Generationally impactful. Generationally impactful. Generationally impactful good works. Let your light so shine that men may behold your good works. Matthew 5:16. Good works. Good works. Good works. Good works. Good works. Good works. 1 Timothy 6:17. Let them that be rich in this world charge them that they be not high-minded, but that they should remember. 1 Timothy, are you finding it hard to place it on the screen? Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works. Ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Good works. Good works. What are these categories of good works? A hospital establishment, for example, that is relieving a community of afflictions, is an establishment of a good work. An orphanage is a good work. An educational institution that is teaching Christian values. You didn't establish the school because you are looking for money. You are establishing the school for the discipleship of the next generation. It's a good work. An industry, a factory that was established not purely for the sake of making money, but for the sake of giving livelihood to a generation, to a people who would have been stranded. It's good work. That they will see your good work. And the church is at the forefront of good works.
Close to 50% of Medicare in the world is by the church. From Catholic hospitals to Anglican hospitals to Methodist hospitals to Equa hospitals to our own hospitals that will be coming in a short time. And all the things that it is, the church is at the front of good works. Quality, excellent, A-rated education. From Harvard to Cambridge to Yale to Covenant University to all of these, the church has been at the forefront. This is what money is to be used for. Not for 100 houses that you can only sleep in one per time. Right? You can only sleep in one room per night. You can only sleep in one room per night. You can only sleep in one room per night. You can only sleep in one room per night. This is what God wants to take you up and then load you with money. You see, our people in this country, apart from the fact that they lack the wisdom, they also lack the heart for people. You have $10 billion sitting in American bank for the last 10 years. You have $10 billion sitting in Switzerland for the last 25 years. Oh, wicked man. Oh, wicked man. Set up an industry in your village. Set up industries in Nigeria. Set up manufacturing plants. Produce things. Our dollar is going and going and going and going and going up because we are a consumer country. We produce nothing. No exchange rate, no exchange, no forex is coming our way by way of production. So the whole nation is going haywire. And the exchange rate is galloping at a disastrous rate. With quote and unquote experts watching helplessly. And somebody's billions of dollars is sitting somewhere. Dollars that he will soon die and leave. And then that country is looking for who to direct it to. Use it. Create jobs. Build hospital. Build factories. Build industries. You will still make the money. The money will still come your way. With good management. But you have made more than money. You have made lives. You have given hope to families. You have made children to have parents that have a job. You have wiped the tears of a generation. You have brought development. But no wisdom, no heart, no mentality, nothing. Nothing but evil-mindedness. You travel out of the country, you see things work to the point where people are running away en masse. I was talking to a man in America, and I said to him, will you consider coming to Nigeria? He said, it's not a consideration. He said, because they watch on the television all the time the wickedness and the tragedies and the disasters going on, that even the children, that is their children, will be afraid to come and live here. Because that's what they are watching on the line. How somebody is killed. How people are being kidnapped. How this is happening. That's happening. It's possible to come, but no need. You understand what I'm talking about? That is what money is for. Not to prove, not to brag and tell and show your neighbor that you are bigger than him. Yeah? You buy that little generator they call I pass my neighbor. You know, and that is the mentality that people have. And to oppress a whole community, to oppress a whole village, that you are richer than them. What a yeshua's richness. Riches without outreach is wretchedness. That is thorough wretchedness. That is thorough wretchedness. That is thorough wretchedness. That's what the money is for. I pray that somebody will hear this message and say, Lord, I am looking for money, not just because I am just struggling to be rich, but I am looking for money for this gospel to spread and for generationally impactful works that changes lives can be established. You see, and as you do that, I believe that the Lord will change our stories. In your lifetime, there are people seated here that God will put under your care 1,000 employees, 100,000 employees, 1 million employees, 30,000 employees. People who are under. And the reason is not because you are trying to make money at all. The money will come naturally. But you are trying to make meaning. You are trying to impact a generation. You are trying to change lives and change destinies. And heaven will reward you for it. Because if you love your neighbor as you love yourself, heaven rewards you. Thirdly, the money is directed. The prosperity is to be used to reach out to the poor and the underprivileged. In the second one, you establish some good works. In this third one, you are reaching out to the poor and the underprivileged. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 to 3, God told Abraham, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. The reason why I want to bless you is I want you to become a blessing. I want you to become a blessing. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. I am only blessing you so you can be a blessing. Where we read just now, those who are rich, he said they should be ready to distribute. Ready to distribute. 1 Timothy 6 and 17. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. God does not want you to be an accumulator. He wants you to be a distributor. A distributor. A channel, not a container. A channel, not a container. A distributor, not an accumulator. Am I communicating at all? Where somebody's child went through school because of you. Where a widow got free because of you. Where an orphan has hope because of you. Where an underprivileged has their vision fulfilled because of you. This is why you must be the best. So that you can rise to the top. So that from that position at the top, you can rise in financial muscle and power. And then, on your account, the gospel can be pushed. Then, generationally impactful good works can be here and there. You are contributing to development. You are contributing to job creation. You are contributing to destroying unemployment. You are contributing to everything. And then, a widow can smile because you are alive. An orphan will not feel the absence of his father because you are alive. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Lift your right hand and say, I shall excel and I shall be rich. Don't say it apologetically. Say it authoritatively. Say, I shall have money. Plenty of money. For the sake of the gospel. To impact my generation. To touch the poor. I shall have money. Plenty of it. Stand up on your feet. And you shall not have it by stealing. You shall not have it by lying. You shall not have it by cheating. You shall not have it by fraud. You shall not have it by the shedding of innocent blood. You shall have it legitimately. You shall have it with integrity. You shall have it with character. And because you have it, the gospel shall be pushed. I told God one day, I said, if you gave me all the money, every money that is needed for kingdom assignment, because it is plenty, I won't ask anybody for one naira for any project. Then I was reminded that the people will still need to give for the sake of their own welfare, for the sake of their own blessing. Am I communicating at all? God brought me to the point where nothing is too big. No million in naira or in dollar. Nothing. To say, let it go. If it is for the gospel, My wife told me one day, she said, even in this journey we went now, she said, is there anything? She didn't even have the time to go and buy anything. But she said, is there something you would like for me to buy for you? Mind you, it's my money. But she's the one to administer. I said, nothing. Said, nothing at all. And I thought heaven, earth, left, right, nothing. One day she told me, I don't know if it was a show or something about it, but I said, no, it's too costly. She said, you can spend anything for others, anything for people. But when it comes to yourself, you don't like to. I said, oh, well, I'm sorry, but I think that is how it, and that is the truth. If it is for the kingdom, no break. Somebody stranded, no break. But myself, hold on a little bit. Let me think about it. When you come to the point where it is God first, and there is nothing between you and, nothing too big to surrender to God, and nothing between you and God, nothing can come, then God will shock you. He will put in your hands what will amaze you. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. I went to preach somewhere. Up till now, they have been reminding me to pay the check that was given to me at an honorarium. Say, excuse me, sir. Please pay it so we can be blessed. That is, I told them, I say, I am so sorry. I don't even know where the check is now. Check, not 10,000, no. I don't know where it is. It's okay. If you don't know where it is, send us your account number. Let's pay direct. The account number has not been sent yet. That is, if money is your focus, do they need to remind you once? You are the one to remind them. I went to preach in Europe. After 1 year before the bishop was asking me, since you left here, we have asked you to send your account details to us. You haven't sent yet. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You took yourself, paid your airfare, and arrived there to preach. They want to refund the airfare you paid because they are the one who invited you. I want to give you an appreciation to say thank you. And you are to send the account number. And for 1 year, you forgot. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek his righteousness. Other things. Put impact first. Put God first. Put impact first. Put making meaning first. And God will commit into your hands massive resources that will shock you. We are in an era of very, very massive resources. From a country in Africa, I preached last year, and then when they wanted to invite me the next year, the bishop told me, said, since you preached last year, we have not heard from you, and whatever we are meant to send to you, we haven't been able to send anything. I want you to preach again this year. Can you at least send us? What does all this mean to you? Pursue God. Pursue him passionately. What others pursue will pursue you. Say that amen like a believer. Pursue God. Pursue him passionately. And what others pursue will pursue you. Lift your hand and say, I am pursuing God. I shall be the best. I shall excel in the work of my hands. And I shall have money.
I will not steal to have it. I will not lie to have it. I will not cheat to have it. I will have money. Plenty of it. Say it, plenty of it. For the sake of the gospel. For the sake of the poor. To impact my generation. I will have plenty of it. Plenty of it. Right now there are people, the devil has been fighting your resources. Because he knows your heart for God. He knows your heart for the kingdom. He knows what you will do if money hits your hand. And he has been fighting you and fighting your destiny. But today that fight is over. Today that battle is over. Today the fight is over. Every embargo placed on your life. Every embargo placed on your life. Every embargo placed on your family. Every embargo placed on your resources. The embargo is lifted right now. The devil arrested your progress for so many years. He arrested your destiny's journey for so many years. Now you are being released. You are being released. Lift up your hands and begin to receive your release. Receive your release. Everything that is yours. Everything that is yours. That the enemy has kept back. Receive your release. Receive your. Everything that is yours. Receive your release. Receive your release. I declare your release. The release of your destiny. The release of your destiny. The release of your destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray. The release of your destiny. 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 The yoke is broken. 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 Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. I receive the release of my destiny. That the devil has held back. I receive my release. My release. Receive the release. The release of your destiny. Receive your release. Your release. Receive your release. Your release. Your release. Your release. Receive. The chains have been broken. The yokes have been broken. Receive. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Receive your release. Receive your release. Receive your release. Receive your release. Mashada gayada dayalahosh. It is over. Open your mouth and pray. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Receive. Receive. All that is yours. Receive. 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 Receive your release. Receive your release. Your season of release is here. The chain is broken. The chain is broken. The yoke is broken. The limitation. In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands high up and receive your release. Lift it high up. At the count of seven, you place your hands on your head and scream, I receive. It is your release that you are receiving. Release from the prison of captivity. Marital captivity. Financial bondage. Scarcity, shortage, empty-handedness. The devil does not want you to touch what you should touch, because he knows how many lives will be changed. How many destinies will be changed. He knows what you will do with it for the kingdom. He doesn't want you to touch what you will touch. Lift your hands up.
And when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
There is no need to worry.
There is no need to fear. That battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. And when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, by the time I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. What are you receiving? Your release. Your release from where the enemy kept you. From affliction, from backwardness, from scarcity, from empty-handedness, from shortage, from scarcity. I receive. And what are you receiving? Your release. Your release. Your release. Father, I ask that everyone here will receive their release right now. In the name of Jesus, one. Two. Everyone that the devil has detained, detained spiritually, detained mentally, morally, maritally, financially, in your career, in your journey, that detention season is over. At the count of three, you scream, I receive, and that is you receive your release. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3.
I receive.
I receive. Receive your release. Receive your release. Receive your release. Receive your release.
Of Jesus. Stretch your two hands in front of you. And close your eyes. All that belong to your hands. Both those in this service. And those watching and those who came in previous services. All that belongs to your hands. I declare release now. I declare the release now. Everything that belongs to your hands. Shut up.
The shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are always with me. When you are there, 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 when you are there,
when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. When I say receive it, I say now you place the hand on yourself like you are receiving something and holding it to yourself. What is yours? I command you to receive it. I command you to receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Now I receive it, I receive it. Pray in the Spirit, mashallah. The King of Kings. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. The I am that I am. The rose of Sharon. The lily of the valley. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't ever agree to survive. Survival is not the best mode of existence. Don't survive. Excel. He said, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And I am come that they might survive, and survive very well, Is that what he said? I am come that they will do what? And have it very minimally. And have it very meagerly. And barely succeed through life. And scrape bottom. And manage through life. And do what? That they might have life what? Live abundantly. Live profusely. Live meaningfully. Live qualitatively. Hey! Live excitedly. Live enthusiastically. Live in a fulfilling manner. Don't just survive. By the time you are leaving this world, you are living in a blaze of glory. A blaze of glory. In a blaze of victory. A blaze of triumph. A blaze of excitement. Shout the loudest amen. I told them in America, God called Abraham at the age of 75. That was when he started. How old are you before you think you have ended? Moses started impact at the age of 80. How old are you? Joshua was 85 when he took Hebron and fought giants and drove them out at age 85. How old? You are too young to give up. Too young to retire. Refire. I am saying you have meaningful years ahead of you. You may retire from civil service, but don't retire in destiny. Refire. Lift up your hands. Worship. I believe that in this interval, people have had diverse encounters. And God has changed people's lives and done something. Take your seat. You had a life-changing encounter, a change of story, a testimony. Something God did for you because of the service. Quickly step forward. And let us receive you.
When you are there. When you are there. When you are there.
When you are there. When you are there, 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 when you are there.
Somebody is walking without her crutches already. Walk forward. Who is the person with the crutch? Yourself? Oh, okay, mama. All right, last Sunday we prayed for yourself. But he's walking better now.
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
Just one moment.
Everybody who is in motion, except you are coming to the front, sit where you are. Usher, out there, right at that praise gate there. Those walking there, sit them down, including children. Is there an usher there? Do it fast. Take your seat. Don't dishonor God by rebellious action. Take your seat. All right. Tell us what happened.
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
when you are there,
when you are there. When you are there.
What happened today? What happened to her today?
Said you prayed for her last week Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, she came barely to walk, even with the aid of this walker. But today,
they said that I need a new
hip joint, hip replacement on both sides. And what happened now? You couldn't bend like this or do anything like that. Even you can jump now.
Somebody give, Remember, they came all the way from Cameroon, all the way. And the power of God, lift your hands upon Mount Zion. There is deliverance and there is holiness. The sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Power of the Holy Ghost. Every trace of pain, every residue of pain, over forever. In Jesus' name, give the Lord the praise. Yes.
Our sister Mary said, for 4 years now, her father has no job, lost his job. The mother, the same thing for 4 years. But as you are releasing now, upon our life, release your destiny, your finances. She says she saw her mother and her father in an underground prison. And you came, opened it, and released them right now.
Hey! Hey! How many of you believe you are being released? Many of you have not made any money for the last 5 years. Nothing new has entered your hand for the last 6 years. The devil has imprisoned your life, imprisoned your destiny. I stand here today by the same anointing that brought the parents of this girl out of that prison. By that same anointing, you are coming out. Out of every prison. Out of every prison. Out of every prison. The enemy has kept you. You are out. In the name of Jesus.
Keep checking. Stretch your two hands while we interview the people. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands and I declare the systems are put under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until everything that is yours enters your hands. And I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges. While we are doing that, we'll get to hear what is happening. Quickly do so. Pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges. And we have online givers. Details are on the screen on how you can go about giving, so that if you're a part of the message, you can be a part of the blessing of giving. The Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. While we are packaging our offerings, can you show us the clip of the American Crusade? And then also another clip of the Worship and Wonders Night this Friday. Go ahead.
In this nation, I stand by an apostolic and a prophetic mandate over this land, and I declare this nation shall not go down in witchcraft, shall not go down by the powers of the occult, shall not go down.
Tonight, Lord, we ask, as you go forth, we are going forth into the fullness of your grace.
What happened to you?
I've been having the pain on my leg for a very long time, so it's been like dislocation right here. But as the man of God was praying, I felt a touch, like a cold on my leg. And the leg, I don't feel any pain anymore.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Congratulations.
I can't feel it anymore.
Wow. For how long have you felt it?
6 years, Daddy.
6 years. Incredible. Stand here. It's your hands. Father, thank you. Jesus, help.
My back and my kidney.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And you can feel the pain now?
I feel so warm now.
Wow. Yes. Step forward here. Father, thank you because it is confirmed. It's gone. Where is it? Where is it now?
It's gone, sir.
It's gone? It doesn't have an option from his stroke. You got legally blind on the left eye. Lift up your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, power! I do. Good.
North America and South America shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas.
Incredible. How many of you are believing God for your monies to be released? Your thousands and millions of dollars to be released. Everywhere they have been caged, your release is here in the name of Jesus. The snake in the back. Burning.
Yes.
With your hands. Every stranger in your body, every serpentine spirit tormenting your body,
fire
of the Holy Ghost, get out, get out.
The labor
of Charles Giffeny, D.L. Moody,
yes,
Billy Graham, or a Roberts, T.L. Osborne,
yes,
cannot be wasted.
Yes.
America brought to us the gospel, and we will bring the gospel back to America. Hey, and now they are trying to champion an anti-God agenda, anti-Christ agenda. It's impossible.
Impossible.
They have sown the seed in our lives. We are their harvest. The harvest will return back. The harvest will return back.
Worship, word, and
give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
A night of power and glory in his presence. Ministry, Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Nature. Them breaking, destroying, limiting causes. Ministering in songs. Prosper Ochimara, Osinachi Wanjiku, and Dunamis Voice International. Date, Friday, 29th October 2021. Time, 9:30 p.m. Venue, the Glory Dome, Dunamis International Gospel Center, Airport Road, Abuja, Nigeria. Come and see the Almighty at work. It's your season of release, recovery, and replication.
You shall speak as an oracle of my death.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. You have your offerings with it. Have you given? Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever in Jesus' precious name. Again, online givers, pay attention to the giving details on the screen. The Monday all the way to Friday, early will I secure holds. Tuesday, the last healing and deliverance service for the month of October. Wednesday, we're also rounding off the month of October with excellent subjects. And then Sunday testimonies and Thanksgiving service. Don't be left out. If you are not yet a member of the Dunamis Home Church, you are not a part of the home church yet, please, you can lift up your hands wherever you are. The home fellowship or the home cell is a place where you are surrounded whenever you are in need by the brethren in your neighborhood. Ensure that you are a part of it so that you are not lost in the crowd. Lift up your hands and let them give you a slip. Movement is on again. Please let the movement stop. We came to service, to worship God, and until it's time to go, please don't disrupt the service by restless movement. Ushers, right up there, let the people sit where they are. God bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. Now tell us what happened.
Sir, amazing testimony. Our brother said for 17 years, he has undergone through sexual molestation almost every night from secondary school. Now, he's a barrister. Even he has affected his job. He said he has never gotten a client that would pay him in naira, but all in pounds and dollars. But whenever he's to get the money, the woman will come and molest him, and that will bring an end to the resources. It is also tied down. Even the first relationship he entered into was 2018. The spiritual wife went and warned the woman. Since that time, even him, he doesn't want to near any woman again. But as
the late wife went and warned the woman,
appeared to the woman. He said what happened was terrible. He refused to near any other woman again because the two would not allow him rest. But as you lay down on him, right there in the crowd, the whole body like a cloud lifted from him. And for the first time in so many years, depression has gone and he's so free.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. Father, I thank you for all these people. Testimonies abundant. Please, because of time, you will take them at a later time, either Tuesday or the early will I see the Lord, or next Sunday or Wednesday or the vigil. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Stand on your feet, everybody, with a shout of victory. Lift up your hands. You are here today. You have not given your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward. You are saying, Pastor, I am a sinner. I need Jesus. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to be to belong to God. I want to be forgiven of my sins. Quickly come forward. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. At the count of seven, be the first to come and not the last one.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two.
I give you my soul.
Three.
I live for you alone. Every step that I take,
four.
Every moment I'm away,
5.
Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart.
7.
I give you my soul.
Only for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, have your way.
Everybody see.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Oh.
I live
for you alone.
Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, have your way in me.
And everyone who is in Dunamis Church for the first time, also step forward and let's receive you. Today is your first time here. Please, everybody, remain standing. Those of you in the front, place your hand on your chest still and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I come before you today to surrender myself to you. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord. The grace to do your will, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken. And grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name.